Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Now, if you love tasting wonderful food and wine, but you don't necessarily have the appetite to prepare it for yourself, today's food interview is just for you, because I'm going to tell you about an event coming up later this month where you can sample all kinds of wonderful things to eat and drink and play around with food pairings and just generally have a delicious day out where somebody else is doing all the cooking. I'm talking about the Pick and Pay Food and Wine Festival. It's taking place at the Claremont Cricket Club at the end of this month. And for those who don't know the secret, let me tip you off that name is a bit misleading. The Claremont Cricket Club is in fact in Constantia. You'll find this venue right next door to the Virgin Active Gym in the vicinity of the False Bay Rugby Club. So it's in that part of the world you need to direct yourself for Saturday the 27th or Sunday the 28th of April. To tell us a little bit more about what lies in store for us, I'm delighted to have on the line Melissa Hanley, Head of Marketing, to just give us a few more insights into the event. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and thank you very much for inviting me to come and talk about our One Food Festival.
It's a pleasure. I'm really thrilled to have you with us, Melissa. This isn't a new event, is it? You have run it before?
We have. We're very proud of our annual Wine and Food Festival. They've really grown in stature. We run them in three provinces, and I was thinking that the first one we did was actually in 2020, shortly before COVID. And sure. It feels like such a long time ago. It really does.
I think we can all relate, Melissa. Anything that happened pre-COVID feels like it's at least a decade ago. We've all aged at least 10 years in three. But okay, so the venue of the Claremont Cricket Club, I often pop in at the clubhouse there for dinner because it's such a lovely laid-back space. It's got beautiful views. It's got lots of space. There are always kids running around enjoying themselves. And there's just a really lovely atmosphere in that spot. Now, tell us how you are going to dress it up for the food festival. What can festival goers expect on the day?
Sure. Pippa, where do I start? Where do I start? You know, we are proud sponsors of this event, and we work closely with our amazing wine estates, most of which are family-owned and run. But this festival isn't only about food. It's a wine and food festival. So we've got a lovely afternoon lined up for our guests with a wide selection of wine, live entertainment, and of course there's going to be a huge selection of different fresh food options, all prepared with ingredients from Pick and Pay.
Okay. Your fresh food market, I know all kinds of delicious dishes on offer, from fish and chips to salads and sushi and more. But for those who really want to make the most of the outdoor setting, I believe you've got a picnic offering, Melissa.
We do. Picnics can be pre-ordered at just 295 Rand for two people. So you could literally arrive and they'll have your picnic basket ready for you so that you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to A, decide what you want to eat, and B, then go and track it down. So our picnic baskets are always very popular.
Okay. And then there's also the option to simply walk up to a food truck, because the Pick and Pay burger and pizza trucks will be serving their most popular dishes. The real gourmets, Melissa, I think, are going to want to be part of the tasting room sessions. And tell us a little bit more about what that involves.
Yeah. So general access tickets for this event are 275 Rand per person. It includes a tasting glass and then 20 tokens for wine tasting. So you can choose which of our more than 50 wine estates will be represented. And we give guests these tokens. You know, we want to try and manage responsible drinking. And then members of our Pick and Pay Wine Club, they can actually get a discount off the tasting room sessions that you're referring to. So the tasting room sessions are really for those discerning wine drinkers who want to engage a little bit more with the winemakers from the various estates. And there's exclusive wine and canapé pairings in those sessions that take place. Now, those tasting room sessions cost 100 Rand per session. And if you're a member of the Pick and Pay Wine Club, you can actually get a discount of 50 Rand off, so pay half price to book those tasting room sessions. They're very popular. They're going very quickly. So general access tickets are 275. But if you're looking for a sort of a more gourmet, intimate experience with one of the winemakers, I do suggest that you get a tasting room ticket as well.
I'm going to second that and say, you know, Melissa, I'm not a huge wine drinker anymore, but I looked at the menu of some of the snacks that are being paired with the wines, and I would buy a ticket just to go and try the crispy fried lemon and herb goat's cheese ball and a couple of the other dishes on this menu. There are prosciutto salads, there are beetroot tacos, there are balsamic marinated strawberries. There are all kinds of jellies and little wraps and sushi bites, and the food looks absolutely amazing. And if any of the dishes I've mentioned already haven't whetted your appetite, then stop the press, because the creamy Cape Malay smoked mussels with fresh coriander and roasted onions just looks like the kind of dish that would make you want to lick the plate afterwards. So that is definitely where the gourmets want to be in that pairing session. Melissa, obviously you've brought out your big guns in terms of the chefs that Pick and Pay as a brand often partners with. The produce is going to be the best of what Pick and Pay stores can offer. So we're guaranteed quality and a really delicious experience. Let's talk about a couple of the logistics though. This is an event that involves wine. I assume that means that you can't take the kids along with you.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, so no under 18s. Please be mindful of that if you are booking. Parking on site shouldn't be an issue. I think there's quite an ample supply of parking in that area around the club. Melissa, yes. Let's talk about the opening hours. This is a Saturday and Sunday afternoon event, not so?
Yeah, correct. That's next week, Saturday, Sunday. So just under 2 weeks time. And officially the gates open at 12 o'clock. But that first hour on Saturday is for Pick and Pay Wine Club members. To get that exclusive access. So there's a really good reason to sign up for our wine club on top of all the other benefits that you get. So gates to guests who've got a general access ticket will open at 1 o'clock and close at 6 o'clock. We do stop selling wine and doing wine tasting a little bit earlier, but officially gates will open at 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock on the Saturday and the Sunday.
And that's Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of April at the Claremont Cricket Club in Constantia. Melissa, thanks. You've whet our appetites. My stomach is rumbling behind the microphone here. I hope it's not coming over on air. But really appreciate you making time to chat to us about the event today. And I hope it's going to be a sold-out affair.
Thanks, Biff. If I can just add for your listeners, tickets are available from our partners at WebTickets. They're really easy to get those tickets. I'm sure they're probably some of your listeners wondering how they can secure access to this event.
Thank you so much, Melissa Hanley, Head of Marketing for Pick and Pay. So WebTickets is the partner and the other place to go to find out more information, to check out who's doing what at which pairings, etc. The website for the event is pnpwineandfoodfestival.co.za. The event happening next weekend at the Claremont Cricket Club in Constantia. The website again, pnpwineandfoodfestival.co.za.